It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. We're pleased to welcome Duluth Mayor Emily Larson to the phone this morning as our guest on Green Visions. Mayor Larson, good morning. Good to talk with you.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you today?
Not too bad. Like I say, cooling off just a tiny bit. A little bit of rain on the garden. Everybody's, and then nice weekend. Everybody's happy. We're looking at, we're kind of jumping in the Wayback Machine and going back to April of last year and the explosion at the Husky Oil Refinery. That was a really terrifying time for the community before we kind of got a sense of what was going on. And even after we understood what had gone on, it was still kind of terrifying in a lot of ways. One of the things that has continued to draw concern is the fact that Husky is storing hydrogen fluoride, and it's a really toxic chemical. It can be fatal if you inhale it. The explosion did not release hydrogen fluoride into the community, but the prospect is there. And Husky officials say at this point that they're still planning to use it. They looked into it and they said it's not commercially viable. And it also introduced some risks for the Superior Refinery. So they plan to use it. And you're concerned with that and you'd like them to try to do things a little bit different. You want to talk a little bit about what it was like for you as the person in charge when that explosion happened about a year and a half ago?
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, first of all, for having me on and for being willing to explore this issue. This past week, I did ask the City Council, and they did pass a resolution unanimously supporting my request for us to ask the EPA to study hydrogen fluoride. It is a chemical that they have not looked at since 1993. This recommendation and resolution is supported by the United States Chemical Safety Board, Chemical and Health Safety Board, and which is an independent federal body that looks into and has examined explosions at refineries. So we do have a refinery in Superior. They have been there for many, many decades under different names. They are currently Husky. And, you know, what we have seen is that at one time there were about 500 refineries in the United States that used hydrogen fluoride. There are now about 50. Husky is one of them. That is one of the ways they have found it to be very effective for them to make their material. There may be other materials that are safer for this community to use and choose. What we are asking is that the EPA does a study on that. Your question was about the day of that explosion. It was terrifying for me as a leader to be in a position where we need to be making some very critical decisions with information that is being presented very quickly, with assessments being done very, very quickly. I was incredibly impressed with our emergency response, that of St. Louis County, that of the City of Superior, a lot of collaboration working even with the National Weather Service to model what is the wind direction and what are the risks. It is not something I want to go through again, and I certainly don't want our community to have to be faced with some really scary realities should the hydrogen fluoride be released into the air.
So you have called their decision to keep using it after their own study, their own investigation of it, unacceptable. And why is it something that you feel that you want to pursue beyond the conversations that have happened in the public and people have, you know, of course, weighed in and said, no, this is a bad idea. You feel that you wanted to take it an extra step. Why is that?
Well, to me, it's a public health issue, and I don't do these lightly. I don't generally pick on an issue and then kind of bulldog it all the way down in the same way, especially when it is sensitive with a local employer. And I feel tremendously strongly that what we are called to do as a mayor of a community that is highly impacted by the industry and, you know, mechanics of what happens there, I just feel really strongly that it is imperative that I ask the questions about safety and the choices of our industry partners and our, you know, employer partners and our government partners and all of our partners to demonstrate that the choices you are making are actually the safest choices. And so I did write a letter to Husky and invited them to share with me how their choice to continue using this, to continue using HF was actually the safest choice. Not the one that made the most sense, not the one that was most economical, not the one that may be a part of other really important factors that they have to take into consideration. I need to know as a mayor that that is actually the safest. And so I remain open for them to educate me that it is. I have yet to be educated or told that that is the case. And until I know that the choice being made is the safest one for 86,000 residents, for 6.7 million tourists, for 35,000 daily commuters into this community that is highly impacted by that activity, I'm going to keep asking the question. And if I can't get it answered, I'm going to keep pushing it to the right entity that can help this community have the confidence we need to know that our safety and health is being put first.
Mayor Larson, what was their response to your letter?
They let me know that they were going to continue to use this and that they had had an open house a couple of weeks before, which we had many staff go to, and that that they were going to continue to move forward in that vein. So it was not a sit down, hey, let me show you this, let me talk to you about this opportunity, and I will remain open that that is something they want to do with me, is talk me through the safest choices. That is not the invitation I got back.
So they didn't answer your question?
Correct.
Okay. So there was a fire in Philadelphia June 21st, mm-hmm. and there's also hydrogen fluoride at that refinery. It sounds like that fire also started to raise questions again in that community about the use of hydrogen fluoride. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because again, you know, at 1,500 refineries were using it, now 50 are. And so it is telling that many of these refineries have chosen to use other modes. It could be that those refineries moved to other materials that they ended up using or refining, but for the petroleum and oil refineries that are using HF, they continue to use that. And so, you know, that was the other thing that emerged. The U.S. Chemical Health Safety Board reiterated their request to the EPA last Tuesday. That is what triggered my interest in taking action on it. It did factor. It's a three-page letter, and it is public. It was a part of the resolution I put before council. It did talk about incidences other places, including Philadelphia, and investigating, you know, the turn of events there. And their request is very clear. This material has not been studied publicly, has not been studied by the EPA since 1993. It continues to be used. It is a safety risk in cities where there are explosions, and I'm not willing to sit back and be patient. It is imperative that we ask the kinds of questions to ensure our safety that our residents deserve and require.
Now, asking the EPA to look into this means you're asking them to do what? And I guess I'm thinking about a huge, big bureaucracy, and I'm mm-hmm. wondering, is your request going to just get lost in the shuffle? Do you actually expect that they would send somebody out to look into this? What happens next? And do you have any authority or power to follow through and make sure that mm-hmm. somebody actually does what you're requesting?
Yep. So it is important to me when I take positions and actions that there are tangible outcomes that can happen. And so in this case, yes, there are a few things that I can do. If I were to send a random letter to the EPA, that could absolutely sit there and nothing could happen. In this case, I will send that letter. I will send it also to our federal delegation. The EPA has to respond to them. That is how that works. It's not just a courtesy. They are a federal elected person, and the EPA absolutely has to respond to them. So I have actually already reached out to our federal delegation to let them know that's coming, to let them know why that urgency is there. I have also reached out to our staff on the state and the governor's office. So part of it is having those relationships and coalitions that can help advance your mission. And what those entities now get to do and say is not just that there's a concern and there's been public meetings where this has been laid out. What those entities in our delegation get to say is there is this request from the U.S. Chemical Safety Board. There's a unanimous resolution from the Duluth City Council. I am now asking and reaffirming that, and you know, by statute have to get back to me on that. So part of it is knowing and understanding the channels by which that has to go. If I just want to vent on social media, that's not going to go anywhere. If I just want to have a press conference that lets my constituents know my view, but if I want to see further action, I got to push it up in the right channels and have that be a government-to-government request.
You've got to find someone that is legally or some way to make it legally mandatory that there be a response. Otherwise, things do get lost, obviously, in the shuffle. Mayor Emily Larson, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Do you have any idea how long it may take for this request to move through channels?
I don't. I really don't. I mean, I feel an urgency about this. I hope that I actually know that members of our federal delegation do as well. We will do what we can, and we will keep talking about it and keep it at the forefront so that that additional pressure is there. But I can't say with clarity how long that will take.
At what point will you say, I need to make this request again, or I need to do something?
I suppose that depends a little bit, Lisa. It depends. You know, we're building a really nice, important cross-government coalition, and so we'll continue to do that. And I think some of it depends on what the traction is. You know, it could be that our federal delegation reaches out to those who represent Philadelphia, where, you know, again, other incidents have happened. So, you know, part of it is kind of seeing where the traction is and where that goes.
Thanks again. Duluth Mayor Emily Larson, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You too.
Duluth Mayor Emily Larson, our guest this morning on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.